Let us go over quickly the Gemara that we had learned last week on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Now we'll be able to learn the Taisus in. Rabbi Yehuda says that Maskinin Loi Abiyudaima Afisha Acheres Maskinin Loi Shema Tomos Ishtoi Shenema Vechipa Badoi Uba Ad Beisoi Beisoi Zu Ishtoi. So we are misakin another wife for the Kohen Gadol. We're chayish, maybe the first wife might die, so therefore we're misakin another wife. It's mevu in the sugya before, the misa de trei loy chayshinam, that means that both of them should die when not chayish, so one will zicha be alive. So therefore that is the tikkun maskin loy isha acheres. So the Gemara says, in the towards the middle of the Amid, umisagi lei bitakanto. It's not sufficient that you'll be mazmin another wife for him. Beisei omar rachmone, vahach lav beisei. What is pshat? You made a shidduch. You were mazmin her, meyachet her, but that won't help. If his wife will die in the middle of Yontif, and she's meyuchet to get married to him, that's not considered beisei. So the Gemara answers the Mekadosh law. No, you make Kedushin before Yom Kippur, and so Mamela, now he has a wife, so she's also a wife. So if the first one will die, we have the second one. In fact, the Gemara Varkama the Leikonis law la Beisahi, but the Kedushin alone does not give her a shame Beisai. So the Gemara answers the Konis law. No, he makes chuppah also before Yom Kippurim. So Memele, so now I have a batuach de kebeisai. If the first one will die, I have the second one. Like the Gemara, but now you have another problem. Im kein havelei shnei batim. There are two women which are nesuei sloi, so now this Kohen Gadol has shnei batim. Verachmona omar v'kiper badoi uba'ad beisoi v'loi ba'ad shnei batim. The kapor of the Kohen Gadol has to be for one bias and not for two batim. So that means the Gemara is asking takonoscho kalkoloscho. This is a tikkun if the first one will die, but Lamaise is this, if the first one is alive, so you have here now two batim. So the second wife is bringing a kilkul. So the Gemara answers the Hodom Megarishlo. He gives her a get. So she's not mekalkul. So the Gemara asks, in Megarishlo, if he's going to give her a get, is Hodron Kushin Leduchte. So then we're back where we started from. The whole accomplishment, the whole purpose of marrying her was if the first one will die, he'll have a wife. But if he gives her a get, so he just was megarish the wife. So we're back with one wife and the possibility Shema Thomas Ishtai. Leitzriche de megarish lo altnai. So the Gemara says that, no, you didn't understand my teretz. The teretz is that he's megarish her on a tnai. So the pshat is that this tnai will take care of all problems. It will make sure that he won't have shnei batim, and it'll also and lemaise he'll end up by having a wife. So now we're gonna have a whole shakel of Italia to be mevara, what did he mean? We'll see in Taisvus. Taisvus says all these akimtis are what the Baal HaShas wanted to try to understand and explain this teretz, and now the Baal HaShas slugged it up till he came to the emes of teretz. So what's not? The Omalo, so the Baal HaShas wanted to say, maybe the tnai will be as follows. Hareze giteh, al menash shetamusi. If you're going to die, then you should be giget. Now, what did he accomplish with this tnai? So, Bemison accomplished a lot. Number one, if the second one will die, so she's not accomplishing anything. She won't be the bias because she's going to die. No, part of the day she's alive, so part of the day you'll have two batim. So it's very good to give her a get, to say, Al-Menashe Tamusid, if you're going to die, so you'll never be roi to be beisoi, so you should be get from now, before Yom Kippur. So, one possibility of Shnei Batim was taken away. If she'll die, so she won't make a chasoron of Shnei Batim. If she won't die, so she's not Giget, and maybe the other one will die, so then I ensured that I'll have a bias. So in these two cases, that means if she'll die, the Get will make sure that her Misa won't create any problems. And it's not Shnei Batim before she died. If the first one will die, then there's no Get. So Fakir, then he has the second woman will be Beisoi. Frag the Gemara, that's very good if one of these two things will occur. If she'll die, or the first one will die. But maybe she won't die, and the first one won't die. And as we'll see, Taisus explains, this is most probably that which will occur. Most probably none of them will die. You have two healthy women, so most probably none of them will die Yom Kippur. So you're gonna end up, so by marrying the second one, you're making more kalya than by not marrying. By not marrying, there's a suffix, maybe the first one will die. That's a suffix, which is not probable, but it's a suffix. By marrying, most probably both of them won't die, and the zicha won't be a kapore, because there'll be shnei batim. So that can't be the tanai. This tanai is not accomplishing anything. Ela da omalo hareze giter almenas sheloita musi. The tanai is faket. The tanai is biestakashe. If we ask the kasha in probabilities, most probably both of them won't die. And if both of them won't die, so by marrying the second one, you created a problem, more than solving a problem, because now you have two batim. So the Gemara says, no, I'll solve that problem. He said, Areze gitech almenah sheloi tamusi. If you won't die, he's speaking to the second one. If you won't die, then you're creating a problem, because Mistama, the first one, also won't die, and then there'll be Shnei Batim. So I'm giving you a get. If you won't die, you should be get from before Yom Kippur. So, Eloi Mise, if the second one won't die, Migar Shalom. So then she's creating a problem of Shnei Batim Megal Shelo. So then I'm getting her. So Memela, there's no problem. Ve'im Isen, if she does die, Hakai Ma'ach, I have the first one. I have the first one. So Lemaise, so you asked Akasha, the second one is creating problems. So he said the second one isn't creating too many problems. That if she won't die, she zicha won't make a problem. She's giget. And if she does die, so she's dead. So if she's dead, so she's also not creating a problem. So I don't have shnei batim. Frag de gemore. That's right. That means if things will go normally, and no one will die, you solve that problem. But vidilma, he loy misa, maybe the second one won't die. Mahavale gita dahai gita, and her get will be a get, because that was the tnai of Menashe loy tamusi, then your get will be a get. Umaisi chavata, but maybe the first one will die. That was the whole reason to begin with that we brought in the second one. Maybe the first one might die. That's true, it's not Shriya. But that was the whole purpose. Maybe the first one might die. And if the first one will die, And what did you do? You gave the second one a get, imloita musi, that you get. So the second one will be alive, and the first one will die, become leibeloi bayis, and he's left without a bayis. So that's not a good eitz either. Ela da omalo al menas shetomos achas mikem. So he told her, he didn't tell her, Almanash Shaloi Tomus. If he told her Almanash Shaloi Tomus, that means the kash is now, if she won't die, she'll be giget. That was the tnai. So the Gemara answers, he didn't say, if you won't die, you'll be giget. He didn't say that. He said, Almanash Tomus Achas Mikem. So Mise Ho, Kaimahach, Misahach, or Kaimah. So we mentioned this is the Nagos Chavsimcha Midesve, and Menachem Eshed Nefesh asked, this is very schwer, because you can't say, Misaha, let's say, if the second one dies, Kaimahach. That's good. But Misahach, if the first one will die, or Kaimah, that's not good, because if he said, Amanasha Tomos Achas Mikem, so if the first one will die, so the second one is also giget. So he wants to say that this is a grais over here. But the Gemara seemed to hold that this is a psatikun. If one will die, it's a kapanu. The Loshna Gemara is that by saying this tnai, I took away the chsoron of shnei batim. If one will die, so I'll have always the other one. So the Gemara says, "V'dume loy ma'ise v'loy chodim inah." But maybe no one will die. V'have loy shnei batim. And again, this is most probable that none of them will die. So me'mele, I have shnei batim. Your problem was maybe you'll end up without a bias, so that the tanai helped. He's answering the previous questions. But there's another problem. Maybe both of them will live and they'll have shnei batim. V'oit ki hai gavne mi havi gite. Now the Gemara says this tnai alone, the tnai of imtomus achas mikem. Now imtomus achas mikem means also, if you'll die, you'll be geget l'mafreya. The other one will die, you also giget l'mafrei. But it has two taichin. If any one of you will die, you'll be giget l'mafrei. V'omar ove, harei ze gitech al menas shloitishti yayin kol yemei chayai, v'chayeichi ein ze krisus. Kol yemei chayai ploini, harei ze krisus. Now, we'll see Taisus speaks about this Gemara, but just now to plow through the Gemara, the Ika Kasha is from the halacha of Almanash Loitishti Yayin Kol Yemei Chayechi Ein Zekrisus. What is the reason of this halacha? Reuven gave Rochel a get, and he said that you get only on the condition that your whole life you won't drink wine. So this is a posel get, even though she didn't drink wine her whole life, because she's always mu'ugid to her husband. Kol yemei chayechi, that means kol zman you're alive, you're not allowed to drink wine. He died already, she's not allowed to drink wine. Kol yemei chayechi, you're not allowed to drink wine. So whenever she'll drink wine, boom, she's so the get was never chal. The get then was never chal. So if you have a get, which is lamaisa, not bringing about any sort of a krisus, that means every second of her life, it's possible that she's not geget. There's no krisus whatsoever. This get isn't offering any krisus. So that's a possible get. So the Gemara means to ask, so if he tells her that you're geget, if you're going to die, you're geget. So that's also, there's no krisus. That means now she's alive. So is there any heter? Is she zichem uget her husband? she's allowed to get married. Who says you're gonna die? Who says you're gonna, if you'll die, we said who's gonna die today? Who says she's gonna die today? So Memele, so Kolzman, she's alive. There's no crisis whatsoever. Who says she's going to die? So therefore, so it's a puzzle again. So the Gemara is asking this tzir of Tomus Achas Mikem. This is the Kash and the Gemara before also. Shatamusi, it's Tamazay a puzzle again. Elo, so the Gemara says, the Omar lo hareze gitech al menashe loy Tomus Chavotach. That the get is giving her a get, that you're geget now, amenas shaloi tomos chavotah. If your chavotah will not die, so that means, so I have a bias already. If the first wife will not die, so I don't need you. So then you're geget from now. If the first wife will die, then I need you, then you're not geget. So meiradik. So lechayra, I solved all the problems now. He says, the get, you're not told of the get in Mises Atzma, you're told of the get in Mises Chavuto. And L'chayrai solved the problems. If the first one doesn't die, you're giget, that I don't need you. If the first one does die, you're not giget. Eloi Mises Chavuto. If the Chavuto does not die, the first one, Megal, she's giget, so there's no Shnei Bate. Ve'imisa, and if the first one does die, ve'imisa ho, okaima ho. So I have the second one. Frag the Gemara, ve'dilme maise chavuto be'palge da'avoida. No, there's a third possibility. There's a possibility that the first one will die in the middle of the avoida. So what's going to happen over here? Now, the second one is not geget, because the whole get of the second one is, if the first one will not die, then the second one is geget. Since the first one did die, the second one is not geget. So therefore, the second one is ensuring me that I have a bias. I have a bias. I mean, even if the first one dies, so I have the issues of the second one. But the Gemara says, but now there's another problem. The first one, before the first one dies, the first one will make now a problem of Shnei Batim. No get was given to the first one. There was a get that was given to the second one, and the get works if the first one will live, then the second one is geget. The first one died. We don't want the second one to be geget. So we have the second one, and we have the first one. Kozman, she was alive. So we still have Shnei Batim. Since the second one died, so it comes out that the get of her get is not the get. Since the first one died, so it comes out the second one's get was not a get. The whole get was imloy tomos chavuto, but ovid le'avoyde b'shnei batim. So Kozman, the second one, was alive. This kain godel had two batim. Ela da amalo, so the Gemara says, Areze gitech al menas shetomus chavotach. That he gave her a get al menas shetomus chavotach. So Taisva says that this is a continuation of before. Another t'nai. This is another t'nai. So he gave her two t'nai. He said as follows. He said, if the first one won't die, you're geget. That's gebaldik. Then, but we said, what'll be if the first one will die? And so you're not geget. So Kozman, the first one is alive, there'll be two batim. So the Gemara says, so who'll say another t'nai? If the first one will die, you also geget. So Kozman, the first one was alive. We said there's a problem of Shnei Batim. It's no problem of Shnei Batim, because if the first one dies, the second one is also geget. Fragt die Gemara, but that's not good. Vidilme meise chavot, so maybe the first one will die, and Yutake made sure there's no problem of shnei batim. Kozman, the first one was alive, because the second one was gegetle mafreye. Vahavle gita da gita, abo vikom lebele bayis, but after the first one died, now he's stuck without a bayis. Elo de megarish lohu letavai. So the Gemara says, that what you said megarish al tnai does not mean you only megarish one on a tnai. Be megarish one on a tnai, you won't find a solution to solve all the problems. No, the megarish lohu letavai. He's megarish both. Lechada omalo hareze giter al menas shaloitomus chavotach. To the second one, he says that if the first one won't die, you're geget. That's gewaldig. So that means if the first one will be alive, you're geget. So you won't make any problems of shnei batim if the first one is alive. The problem will be if the first one will die, so kolzban, the first one is still alive, there'll be shnei batim. Alachoda omalo, that the get will be chal if you won't come into the Beis HaKnesses. So now, if the first one will die, so she won't come into the Beis HaKnesses. So, then the get will be chal. So her get will be chal. So the first one's get will be chal, so comes that she was get l'mafreya. The second one's get is not chal, because the second one's get was only amenaz shetomos chavotach. Frag the Gemara, vidilme loimaisi chavotach, maybe the first one won't die. So if the first one won't die, so the second one is geget. So I lost the second one. But could be she's alive, and she also won't go into the Beis HaKnesses. If she won't go into the Beis HaKnesses, so then automatically she's geget. So both will be geget. So he's left without a bias. Ella. So the Gemara, this is the final akimte. L'chada omalo hareze giter al menas shaloitomos chavotach. To the second one, you say you should be geget if al menas shaloitomos chavotach. If your chavotah doesn't die, you're geget. So you won't make a problem of shnei batim. L'chada omalo, and to the first one he said, hareze giter al menas ekonis ani lebeis haknesses. He said, you're geget if I, the Kohen Gadol, will come into the shul. If he comes into the shul, then she's geget. So he can make it dependent on the Kohen Gadol to see if she's geget or not. So the Gemara says, so this is gewaldig. The imaisi ho kaimeho. The imaisi ho kaimeho. That means you have the second one. If the first one is alive, the second one is geget. The first one dies, so we have the second one that's alive. And the second one dies, we have the first one. Ma'ikal meima dilme ma'isi chavete bepalge da avoide ba'ovedlei avoide lemafcheya b'shnei bote. Maybe the first one will die. The middle of the avoideh, that was the problem. So he did the avoideh b'shnei botim. So the Gemara says, ichozi lo de kaboi lemeimis, if he'll find out that the first one is about to die, kodem iu va'ayu lebeis haknesses, that was the tnai. He says, if I walk into the shul, you geget. So kodem ihu va'ayil abeis haknesses, umashvi legite, dahogite lamafreya. So it'll be a get lamafreya. So if the first one dies in the middle of the day, before she dies, the Kohen Gadol will come into the Beis HaKnesses, and he'll make sure that she's geget, the mafreye, so we have the second one. That is the maskonas hagemara. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis says, the megarish lo al tnai. Hametarets o yodatoi le tarets ki de maskinon. The metarets, when he said the megarish lo al tnai, he meant the maskonas hagemara. The lochado omar lo harei ze gitech al menash loi tomas chavotoch. Ulochado omar lo harei ze gitech al menash ekonis le beis haknesset. That's what he meant. Ela shebal hashas leimasik lemilsei. The bal hashas did not give him time to explain what he's saying. Lemasik lemilsei shalametaritz. Vahoylech umedagdik beferish lemilsei. And he alone, you say megarish al tnai, so he starts alone to try to figure out what's pshat in the teretz. Let's hear what you're saying. Atnai. What's the tnai? Almina al tnai. Idomel amenashe tamusi. Vidumeloy meisa. Maybe she won't have avalosh nebat. Eldomel amenashe loy tamus. No amik lamifrech. Ad maskone de milse. Kulo mi divrei balashat, she digdek me atzmoi perusha de milse de shinuye daltnai. He himself wanted to figure out what is pshat in the teretz. Vle metuk melei, and all his akimtis were not good. Eloke de masik, too, he arrived to the maskone, de lachodom amanash le Thomas Chavotach. So this whole shakla v'tarye is not someone said a teretz and someone shlugged them up. Because that's very schwer. So the tarzen, he didn't see, these are often the kashas over here. These are not, so therefore, we have here the Bala Shas, who is trying to use all the kimtis, you're saying it's speaking about Megarish al Tnai, so he's trying to use all the kimtis to try to explain, but he says this can't be because this will be schwer. So the Bala Shas alone is saying that this can't be a good answer because of these and these kashas. V'teida shekein hu shukein d'chol hanach ela da'om alo heim midivrei hamakshe. No, you'll say it's speaking about that he said this. Sheilech midagdik mekoyach kutshus atshu yoyred al ha'emes. The bekulam yesh dalet. That means all the akimtis till the last akimtis is a dalet. El or the yom. What do you say that he said this? But this is also no good. That means the Makshin is talking the whole time. So the Makshin said, so till now, he was, the Teretz was said with an intent to ask on it. He said this, but this is not a good Teretz. They have this kasha. So Memela the Dalad is very fitting. We see that the Tautzen is the Balam action also. Till the end he came to the true Akimta. Al Menash Shetomusi, Avimotzi Lemifrech Imkain Amai Megarishlo. Frektach Toisvis, if he gave her a get, Al Menash Shetomusi. So that means, if you're going to die, I'm giving you a get, so why do you have to give a get? She's dying. So why do you have to give her a get to take away the problem of Shnei Batim? She's dying. No, he is accomplishing something. If she'll die in the middle of the Avoide, so her Mise is not, her Mise is still creating problems, because till she died, there were shnei batim. Hilkach megarsho de loy lehevi ada hi shaita shnei batim. So the purpose of the get is that there shouldn't be shnei batim. Al menash shetomus achas miken. Avimotz lemifrech. The gemara could have asked, v'dulme meise lo chodominayu. I mean, the Gemara, that's the problem with Agirsa. Agirsa says if this one dies, the other one's alive. If the other one dies, so she's alive. So the Gemara could have asked, if the other one's going to die, so Mamela, then she'll be Geget, so you lost everything. If none of them will die, you zichen hot water, because then you have shnei bat. Kol yemei chayai v'chayechi ein zekrisus. Teime. Teime l'ri. Now, let us give a shtikel hakdome. Our Tosfos understood the Gemara in the Kashe, and how Tosfos, what Tosfos is Machadish in the Teretz. L'chaire, there's a big problem in the Gemara. The Gemara said, the Gemara asked the Kashe, he said, Arei at Megureshes im Tomos Achas Mikem. If one of you will die, so you're geget. He's telling this to the second one. Now, the Gemara asked, if he's telling this to the second one, so let's say, this chelik of that knife, you'll die, you'll be geget. That's a problem, because there's no krisus. There's no krisus whatsoever, because Kozman, she's alive, she can't get married, she can't do anything. Who says she's going to die? But there's no krisus. But Lamaise, he didn't say Almanas Shetomus Shetomusi. He said Almanas Shetomus Achas Mikem. That means if one of you will die, you're Geget. So now what will be if the first one will die? So if the first one will die, she's Geget. So Lachaira, there is a potential krisus in the Get. So what's the Gemara's Kashe? So Tosfos understood, so that's why the Makshin brought a raya. V'omar rov areze gitach amenash loitishti yayim kol yemei chayai v'chayeichi ein zekrisus. Now what's the case of rov? Rov is also the same case. No kol yemei chayeichi, that means that if kol yemei chayeichi, no, it's ein zekrisus. But what'll be if he'll die? So that's also kiematnai. That means the kiematnai is kol yimei chayei or chayeichi. Whoever will die first, you're not to drink wine until one of us will die. No, if he dies first, so there's a krisus. If he dies first, so mameila fakertzol, so then there is a krisus. Aval pikein, it says if he said chayei v'chayeichi, it's no good. So that's l'chayre behemshech in the Gemara. The Hemshech in the Gemara is, since Rav is said that a combination is also no good, Chayechi is no good. But he says, Chaye v'chayechi is no good. That's what Rav is said. So, Ibezoi, Amenashe, Tomos, Achas, Mikem is also no good. That's the Hemshech in the Gemara. Tomos, Achas, Mikem is Chayechi v'chaye plaini. That's Tomos, Achas, Mikem. So the Gemara proved from the Memra of Rav that a combination does not help. So here's a combination that also doesn't help. That's L'chayra, Taisus understood the Gemara. So if that's Pshat in the Gemara, Taisus had a problem. Taima L'ri. The Beperi Kamegarish Amrinan, Omar Rove, Hareze Gitech Almenash Shaloitishti Yayin Kol Yemei Chayai, Ein Zekrisus. The Gemara says, Kol Yemei Chayai is not Krisus, period. Kol Yemei Chayai is no good. Kol Yemei Chayai Ploini, Areze Krisus. So we have there, Havamin of a Gemara, Kol Yemei Chayai is no good. Kol Yemei Chayai Ploini is good. Fine. Uporich, and the Gemara asks on Rove, Maishno Chayai Ploini, why is Chaye Ploini good? The Dilma Mayis and Mekaimalei Litnai. So you have a Kiyamatnai. That means she wasn't permitted to drink wine. Kol Chaye Ploini. Yena died. Now there's a Kiyamatnai. Now she's allowed to get married. She's not ogged anymore. Chaye Didei Nami Dilma Mayis and Mekaim Tnai. Chayai should also be good. Ad, so the Gemara says, you're right. You're right, 100% right. Chayai is not also good. Elakol yemei chayechi ain't zekrisis. Kol yemei chayechi is no good. Kol yemei chayai vechayei ploini harei zekrisis. So we have here a havamine in a maskona of the Gemara. The havamine of the Gemara was that chayai is also no good. Fine. Chayai is no good. Gemara is speaking about not combinations. One case. Chayai is no good. The maskonis agamor is chayai is good. Chayai pleini is no good. Now agamori comes and said, Rav is said, if you have a good one and a not good one, it's no good. Rav is said, chayai v'chayai pleini, it's no good. There's no such Rav in the world. Rav in the Havamina said that chayai is no good. Rav in the maskonis says that chayai is good. But to say that a combination of good and no good is no good, that Rav never said. So you're asking Akasha, here it's a combination of Chaye Ploini and Chayechi. So, the Chaye from Rav, because Rav said Chaye v'Chaye Ploini is no good, Chaye v'Chayechi is no good. Rav never said this. So Taisvis asks, V'hashti kashe de sugi doch ein loike de omas al kedaitech mi kore hosom, bo loike maskone. Da have mean, you bringing down Rove. Either Rove said chayai is no good, or Rove said that chayai is good. But such a shtik teire, that one good and one no good is no good, Rove never said. This pshat of Tuv Yehama wanted to say in Taisu's first kashe. It's very unclear like this. Va'aytiksha, and then Taisvis va'aytikshari. My high, what's takibshat? The first kasha was you're bringing an address. You're saying Rav said this and this and this. It's not true. Rav never said this. The second kasha is va'aytikshari. My high, what is the lumdus? The ilay toli ela b'chaye chavato l'chuda have a get. If he would have said chaye chavato l'ona, it would be a get. U'bishvil shetol alo b'chayeho oy b'chaye chavato migragora. Now that he was toli b'chayeho, there's another oifen that the get, that means like this, the get could be if the chavato will die. And that's the Gvaldik get. Then he said, also, there's another way the get can be. If you'll die, also be a get. So why should this make Kalya? Zoktaisves, v'nirali, denokat, hocho, lishne, demeikore, udemaskono, dehosa. So Taisves answers as follows. The Gemara is not bringing a raya from the Loshen of Rove, that good and no good is no good. Our Gemara doesn't mean that. The Gemara, that was the Gemara Chapson, Chayai in Chayai, and Chayai in Chayecho, that is no good. The Gemara is bringing back, according to the Havanim, both are no good. According to Maskona, Chayecho is no good. Lishna de Mikore de Maskona dos. Machi Purusha. Bo Marove, Kol Yemei Chayai, Haina Lishna de Mikore is no good. Vechosh Ken Kol Yemei Chayai, Chayain Zekrisis. Perish. Bein Shaoma Kol Yemei Chayai Kede Mikore. Sahi said, "Kol yemei chayai, ben sha'omah chayeichi k'demaskone dosam ein zekrisus." So the Gemara just is telling us the lashonis which are no good. According to the Havamina, chayai is no good. According to the maskone, chayeich only chayeichi is no good. V'hochin, the Gemara means this: "Kol yemei chayeichi." This is kol yemei chayeichi. That means al benashe tomos achas mehem. It's called Yemei Chayech. Vim Kain, and now the Gemara held Misvar, and not Alts Bekiyas. If one Loshen is no good, it's a Posel again. Not a Raya from Rav, but that Gemara held Misvar. Vim Kain Poruch Shape. L'chol Lishni Dahosam. According to any Loshen, what you want. The Af Al Gav, the Ilu Lo Yoma. If you only would have said Elamanashe Thomas Chavotoch, if he would have only have said, Amanasha, Tobas Chavato, Chavigito. Abahash, the Toli, Hatnai, Nami, Bimisoso. But now that he was toile the tnai b'miso, so he said, if you'll die, you'll also be geget. Ikale meimal, not a raya from Rava, but misvara, we can say, the migra goram. That alone is magareya the geirishin. Why the chol eicha the ikot tnai? If in the geirishin you're putting a tnai, you're injecting a tnai, the efshel the mikayim b'miso, so that the get will be a get. When she'll die, then the get will be a get. V'yichoyilukim atnai v'get b'shas miso, so ein zekrisus. So the Gemara held misvore that if you're injecting in the get a tnai, that the get will only become a get bishas ayidei misoso, and Kozman she didn't die, she's mugit to him. So that alone is a pasul a get. So therefore, if she'll die first, harechal kiyamatnai vaget biyachad b'misosom. So memeilem. So that's a possible get. So what is Taisvus telling us? Taisvus is telling us that from the tznoyim of krisus, you have to have that the get b'chol oif. If it's a get, it has to shaf krisus. And if you want to create a get, in one way, it'll be a get, but it won't shaf krisus, so that's apostles of a get. So maybe you can't make such a get. In fact, if there's such a tzad, that on one side there'll be a get, that won't shaf krisus, it's not called a get, so how does al menashe tomes chavotoch work? So Tosis says like this. Thomas Chavatoch is very good. The Chimai is Chavatoch bereisha. If the Chavatoch will die first, Chayil Gito bechayer shozoi. So that's no problem. That means the Chavatoch, he said, Almanash she Thomas Chavatoch. Leidom ilechadom Almanash she Thomas Chavatoch. That was the only tnai, the chimai si chavato bereisha chayil gita bechayel. If the chavato dies first, so the get is chal. V'ihi maise bereisha, and what is if she dies first? Loi chal gita, so the get isn't chal at all. So Taisvus says, what is Taisvus saying? So Taisvus is saying as follows. If you make a tnai, on the tzad it's a get, there'll be krisus. On the tzad it won't be a get, so it won't be a get. That's no problem whatsoever. The problem is, if you're making a get, and on the, there's a tzad that it will be a get, and there still won't be krisus, that's a problem. That's what Taisvus says. But let us try to understand what Taisvus says over here. Taisvus says over here, if he made a tnai, the tnai was only Amenashe Tomus Chavotoch. That's the tnai. So Taisvus says, that's no problem. Whatever will happen, there's no problem whatsoever. Why not? So Taisvus says as follows. If the Chavotoch will die first, that's Gevaldik. So she's Giget. She's Giget from Lemafreya. And this krisus, I mean, this krisus is allowed to get married. The ihi maise bereisha. What if she dies first? Loi chal gita. The get isn't chal. Is lechayre is kan shoyel aben. Why isn't the get chal? That means if she dies first, let's be megashim the inyan. He gave her the get yud tevis. And he said, Amanash Shetomus Chavatoch, when the Chavatoch will die, you'll be geget. The Yud Aleph Tevis, she died. Fine. The Baal, she's not geget. She died. Yud Beis Tevis, the Chavatoch died. Yud Beis Tevis, the Chavatoch died. So Lochere, so now Lochere, she should be geget. She said, Amanash, he said, Al Menashe Tovus Chavato, and the Chavato will die, you'll be geget, l'mafreya. So lechayre the chavat that died yud beis tevis. So lechayre. So why do you say loy chal gita? There's a problem of krisis over here. The get never afforded her any krisis. That's for sure. But why does Taisa say it's no get? Taisa has to say this. Because Taisa says there's no leichal gita whatsoever, but not that it's a get without krisis. Leichal gita. Lechayre, why isn't it a get? So, let us turn the amud. And let us see a Taisvis Yishonim by the end of the sugya, and perhaps Pshat and this Taisvis Yishonim will enlighten us Pshat and our Taisvis. The Maskonis HaGemara was that he made two Tnoyim with his two wives. With the first wife, he made a Tnai as follows. He made a Tnai that if she's going to get sick, and she'll be about, he gave her a get, and he told her, if I'll walk into the Beis HaKnesses, you'll be get. So the Gemara says, when we see she's starting to get, she's approaching death, he's going to walk into the Beis HaKnesses, and she'll be get l'mafreya. Now let us see the last Taisvus Yishonim on Asugye. Ki chozi the boy lemeimas kodem va'ayel. So the Gemara seems that this is going to be pretty punktlich when there's a doctor by her taking her blood pressure, and if we see that she's going to die pretty soon, we beep the Kohen Gadol and we get him to come into the Beis HaKnesses and the big get. Vim Taima, so Taisus asks, why do you have to get the Kohen Gadol to be Mekayim the Tnai of the get before she dies? Lachem isinami im yelech lebeis haknesses megureshes lemafreya. That means let him be Mekayim the Tnai later. The Tnai was, he gave her a get Erev Yom Kippur. And he told her, if I walk into the shul tomorrow, you're going to be get. That's the Tnai. So what's the chilik if he walks in before she died, after she died? That was the get. It's a get from today if I walk into the shul tomorrow. So why does he have to walk into the shul? Why does he have to be Mekayim, the Tanai of the get? Kozman, she's alive. Let him Mekayim the Tanai later. Lacha misa nami im yelech lebeis haknesses megureshes lemafeya. What will you tell me? That you can't have a kiyam atanai after misa? So they says it's not true. Damrinen perik misha orsu, hareze gitoch me achshav im leibosi mikan vaatshneim osa chaydish. A person gave his wife a get. He's in France. She's in Eretz Yisrael. And he says that if I won't come to Eretz Yisrael in 12 months, you'll get from now. Umeis beseich shneim osa chaydish, and he died teich shneim osa chaydish. He died in France after 6 months. So when is she get? Well, wait another 6 months. That was the Tnai. The Tnai was, if in the 12-month period he won't come to Eretz Yisrael, she's get from 12 months before. So we wait 12 months. We wait another 6 months. And then she's get. So we see it shayach akiyum atnai after he died. We see that the kiyum atnai is 12 months. He can't come to Eretz Yisrael. Is that a lot? So we have to wait another 6 months. But then we'll have a kiyum atnai that he didn't come to Eretz Yisrael for 12 months after he died. So he can make, so you see, shach a kiyum atnai after he died. So let's make, so the same thing. So after she died, let's also make a kiyum atnai. The kiyum atnai is if I walk into the shul tomorrow, you get from today. He walked in. What's the chilek if she's alive, if she's dead? He wasn't mekayim the tnai. Leidomye. The hosom kiyamto litnoi, there is a kiyamatnai, shechoiso at sheovru shneim osa chodesh, because she's alive. Even though he's dead, but she's alive. Avol hocha meisa koidim sheniskayim atnai. But here she died before the tnai was niskayim. So we have to know this Tosfos is Sisrei Torah. That's number one. The Achronim mutchen sich very much on Tosfos. Tosfos makes a shtick Torah to chilek if he died first, if she died first. I'd like to say over, Chidushi Rab Reuven an Yevomis, Simin Lamed Vov, he says pshat in this Tosfos Yeshonim. And he explains, it's a beautiful vort that he says, and he says there's a tremendous difference. We have a husband and a wife, and the husband dies first, or the wife dies first. Now, without going into the Arichas Hadvorim, the Rayas, he says as follows. When the husband dies first, why is she permitted to get married? She could learn two ways. You could learn, why not? The whole reason was because she was an Eishes Ish. She was married. He's dead. Who also love who shari law. The whole reason she was not allowed to get married because she's married to someone. If he's dead, he's not around. So Mamela, she's allowed to get married. So it means the guy from a Gemara and Kedushin, that is not true. There's issues lachamisa, the sheiris lachamisa. We had in this week's Sedra, Shabbos, we learned as a posuk, Eishes Oviv la'achamisas Oviv is also wasa. She's still called Eishes Oviv. She's called Eishes Oviv. Either father's dead, she's still called, there's an elbow of Eishes Oviv. There's sheiris, there's issues lachamisa. So she should still be called an Eishes Ish. No, so why is she allowed to get married? Because we learn that from a posuk, Mises HaBaal is a matter. Just like if a Baal gives a get, there's a heter, that's kiris. Mises HaBaal is a matter. Not that there's no husband, there's a matter of Mises HaBaal. That is when a husband dies. Now let's talk the other way around. Let's talk when she dies. When she dies, so he brings Gaius there, it's different. Pshat is, when she dies, so she's not around anymore, so there the reason that there's no Ishus, and we don't need a matter over here. Well, Clara Shail, if she's still an Ishus Ish, after she dies. When she dies, it brings Rayas that there it's a automatic thing already. Kozman, she's alive, there's Ishus. When she dies, there's no Ishus anymore. So, Rab Reuven says, that this is pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos says as follows. If a person said, Harei at megureshes ma'achshov, if I won't come in 12 months. If I won't come in 12 months, so you can get from now. Now, when there's a kiyum atnai, that means he's dead for 6 months already. When there is a kiyum atnai, that means after the other 6 months pass by, and it comes out he didn't come for 12 months, it comes out she's megureshes lemafreya. If she's megureshes lemafreya, so it comes out that his death did nothing whatsoever to be matter her. Because we said only Mrs. Habal is a matter. When he died, she was geget from before. So she's mutter to get married only because of the get, not because he's dead, because Mrs. Habal is only a matter if he died als Baal. If he died not als Baal, we don't have a heter of Mrs. Habal. So the only reason, if she's alive now, after the 12 months, and she wants to get married, so the whole reason she's permitted to get married is only because of the get, not because of his misa. His misa lemaisa is not a matter, because it's not Mises Habal. So the whole reason she's permitted to get married is because of the get that was given 12 months ago. So Memeila Tosfos says, we can have a kiyum atnai to make the get a get if because of the kiyum atnai, she's able to get married. That means I need the get for her to get married. Only because of the get she's getting married. She's alive. She needs the get. I need the function of the get to be mata. Huh? So then there, that's considered a kiyum matnai. So that is when she is alive, she needs a matir, and he died. So you still need the kiyum matnai to make the get for a get. That is considered a kiyum matnai. But Taisva says, if she died first, so the minute she's dead, so her ishus mimela becomes butl. So after it's not negeya anymore her ishus, so akiyah matnai after her ishus became dissolved side to side is not considered akiyah matnai in order to make the get for a get. When he died first and she's alive, you still need a matter of ishus. So therefore the kiyum atnai you can still have a kiyum to make the get for a get. But if she died first, so there's no need of a get anymore, the ishus dissolved, so this is not considered a kiyum. So I think this is what Taisvis is saying over here also. Taisvis is saying, when a person made a get, al menashe tomos chavotoch, so Taisvis says as follows, if the chavotoch will die first, so then it's a get. Chayil gite b'chayeo shosois. V'hi maise b'reisha, if she died first, loichal gite, so because you can't have a kiyum atnai after her misa, so there's no get whatsoever. So that is no chesorin of krisus. Tachsime, that is pshat in Taisvis. Let us see the top Taisvis. Ela lechoda omala al menas she'ekones lebeis haknesses. So the Gemara says, this is the maskonis ha-Gemara, this is the tnai, that he said that if she'll be giget if the Kohen Gadol will walk into the Beis HaKnesses. Zog Taisvis, the af al gav, the kva hikshaloi, duma loi ayo lebei knishte. Before the Gemara asked, maybe she won't go into the Beis HaKnesses, afilu, if she's alive, maybe she won't go into the Beis HaKnesses and she'll be geget. Hani mili gabi dido. So he says, that's your handling with a woman. Shano shimatzloni, he's saying. That means maybe she won't realize that in order to make the get, by her the get was amanasha leitikonis lebeis HaKnesses, to be a get. So maybe she won't go in, even though she's alive, and the get will be a get. Aval kahanim zrizenein, becholshken kain godol dezoris tvei, v'lo yishkach. But so memela we hear about kain godol, which is gemaldikim zoris, so memela if he has to make sure that she's geget, don't worry about it. He'll take care of it, he'll come into the basic nesses, and there's no problems. Mashenken inoshamatzloni is, so there she has to make sure that she's not geget by coming in. She might forget to come in. That's how Taisva says this. Now let us just see the Gilyan Ashas. So Rabbi Kivega says he doesn't understand Bechlal what Taisva's problem is. Taisvis asked, what's pshat in Taisvis kasha? Taisvis asked, when it came to her, we said maybe she won't go into the shul and she'll be giget. And when it comes to him, we'll say he'll zicha go into the shul and she'll be giget. Fact Rabbi Kivega, her ain efsharus lo leilech lebeis haknesses. When could she go to the shul? By her, the tnai was, if you don't go to the shul, if you don't go to the shul, you can be geget. So she has to go to the shul to make sure that she won't be geget. That means, so if she'll walk into the shul, bazai, the bottle gite. If she's gonna walk into the shul, yem kippur, so the get will be bottle. Vahava kiloi girsha klal. So then he didn't give her a get. The hodrach shash, so then we're up to the first problem. Shem motomus. That means this whole get was only given to her. Maybe she's going to die, and there'll be two batim. So the golden neglik was, we said, that if you won't come into shul, you'll be geget. So that means, if she's going to die, that's gevaldik, she won't come into shul. But now, Taisvus asks Akasha, if she's alive, maybe she will come into, if she can't come into the shul, Tainit Rabbi Kevega. The minute she comes into the shul, so she was mevatel the get, so if she'll die later, we won't ever get. The hodrach shash shemotomus, but also avoidus at shash misosa bebeis botin. The im neymar, so now he has a tzad to explain how Taisvus understood the Gemara. The sphere leile Taisvus, the lishne damrinen vloi aile, mashme de koi al dimme, midele pachinen bepshuta di efshalo le meile beisakneses, al kochach dat nai hoyo de loi tichnas le beisakneses hayoim umocho. So he wants to say that Taisvus learned pshat in the tnai as follows. The tnai is that if you won't come into shul, today or tomorrow, then you'll be geget. If you'll come into shul tomorrow, then you won't be geget. If you come in today, you also won't be geget. Ve'iloi ma'ise, so if she won't die, gitte de chavate gitte. The get of the chavate is a get. So now, the minute, she has 2 days to decide if her get is a get. If she comes into shul Yom Kippur, or the day after Yom Kippur, her get is not a get. If she doesn't come into shul these 2 days, her get is a get. So Memele, so Taisus understood v'hi ha'ileches, so she is a very good eitzah. If she would be not an otzel, so she should do like this. So the whole Yom Kippur, she has to stay out of the shul. Because we want to still have a possibility that she could be geget if she dies during the Yom Kippur. The next day, she should make sure to go to shul, and then she goes to shul the next day, so it comes out that she did go to shul, so she's not geget. The second one was geget, because the first one was alive, and shalom al Yisrael. V'hi ha'ileches ach ha'vedes ha'yayim le'beis ha'kneses u'botel gitim. So al kaponim, Rabbi Kevega wants to say, that Taisvus understood the Tnai of the Gemara, that the Tnai of the Gemara was, since the Gemara said Dilme, so there's a Dilme, maybe she'll make Kalye. So Rabbi Kevega held like this, if the only time she can go is the first day, she can't go to Shul, because by going to Shul, she can make Kalye also. So it's not a Cheshbon of Atzlonius, she can't go to Shul. So therefore, Rabbi Kevega understood Pshat and Taisvus that he gave her 2 days. That he says, if the 2 days will pass, Yom Kippur, and the day after Yom Kippur will pass, and you won't go to shul, you'll be geget. What would be preferable is that if you're alive the first day, you should walk into shul the second day and make sure that you're not geget. Afal pikein, the Gemara says, Dilma loy aile. Maybe she won't go to shul. Why won't she go to shul? So that's why Taisus was machiach. So kochach taf mezogin noshim atzloni is. Could be the day after Yom Kippur she'll be so happy that her husband came out alive. She'll forget to go to shul. Noshim atzloni is. She won't realize that altz mitla toli v'koy. We don't know yet what's going to be. So you can't rely on her. But the kohen gadol who is a zor is, he has everything. Everything on his mind. So therefore, if he sees that she's Oymed Lomos, he'll come in the middle of Yom Kippur to make sure that she'll be geget.